Other evidences of a hearty response. For 3 weeks, the delegates labored carefully, patiently, earnestly. At the opening of the conference, a message from God through His servant had called for marked changes. The delegates had applied themselves, and when it came time to close the session on Tuesday, April 23, clearly great changes had taken place. The General Conference was now a world conference, with an executive committee of 25 men representing the various interests of the whole world field. The organization of union conferences provided for the leaders close to the problems to carry the burdens of the work. This was a point that had been stressed again and again by Ellen White. It also led to the development of men in executive experience. Provisions were made to bring the various auxiliary interests into the General Conference as departments. While committees were named to represent these lines, to implement the changes would take a little time, but everyone seemed pleased and confident in the actions that had been taken.